Today, we'd like to study the title of Peace Through Jesus in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 24 through 48. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 26, but Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." Why did Peter say so? Question 2. In verse 36, the word which God sent to children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is the Lord of all. What does the phrase of peace through Jesus mean? Question 3. In verse 48, and He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked Him to stay a few days. Why did they ask Peter to stay a few days? Cornelius, an Italian centurion in Caesarea, saw a vision to invite Peter in Joppa. Well, Peter saw a vision in book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 11 to 16, to eat all kinds of animals cleansed by God, not called common or unclean. Cornelius sent his people to Peter. In book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 23, then he, or Peter, invited them, Cornelius' people, in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. So who are Jewish Christians? Verse 24, and the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. All are Gentiles. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Verse 26, but Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." Peter stopped the Cornelius' worshipping act, and Peter means Peter is also a man, creature, as Cornelius, not creature. That good attitude as an instrument of God. Verse 27, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many who are Gentiles who had come together. Then he said to them, to Gentiles, "You know how unlawful it is for Jewish men to keep a company with Gentiles by their interpretation. Consider the Gentiles as common or unclean, or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me through a vision that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection as soon as I was sent for, so I obeyed fully. I asked them, for what reason have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, or answered, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, or 9 a.m., I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, like an angel, and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms, or charities, are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter, the apostle. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner. The landlord is named Simon, but different person, by the sea, the beachside home. And he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent it to you immediately.' So Cornelius' immediate obedience, and you have done well to come. Now therefore, we are all present before you. So all Gentiles present before you. Why? To hear all things commanded you by God. So seekers are the Gentiles, hearers are Gentiles, preacher is Peter. Romans chapter 10, verse 12 to 15. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So believed, first of all, here. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Here, hearers and Cornelius' friends. And how shall they hear without a preacher? So preacher is Peter. How shall they preach unless they are sent? So the preacher Peter was sent by God. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality or no bias, such as race, Jews or Italian, gender, age, wealth, or heritage. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, no bias, nor take a bribe. So last year we published the fact of partiality existed in church history, kind of thing. So God, although God doesn't want that kind of partiality at all. But in every nation, whoever fears him, or holy fear, and works righteousness is accepted by God. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, first of all, the God's word to children of Israel, then through Jesus Christ, and now is to Gentiles, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. Our relationship with God was broken because of our sin. Only through Jesus Christ, our peaceful relationship with God is restored. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace. Only through Jesus Christ, our fellowship, relationship with God the Father is restored, who has made both the one, so God and people, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, such as sin separated God and us, our relationship, or any race bias in it too. So that kind of is all through Jesus Christ, the relationship with God the Father is peacefully restored. That word you know, which was proclaimed through all Judea and began from Galilee. So Jesus Christ in Galilee, then is Judea, after the baptism which John preached. So John the Baptist preached. So Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist as an example. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. So simply, Jesus is a Messiah. Messiah meaning, or Christ meaning, anointed by God. So with the Holy Spirit and with power. So particularly, M is a capital, C is a capital. So therefore, anointed by God for redemption, for our redemption. You know, that kind of is the anointed by God the Father, who went about doing good and healings. That is a healing ministry. All who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, and we are witness of all things. So apostles are witness of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree, crucifixion. Him God raised up on third day, Jesus' resurrection, and showed him openly, not all the people. So to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4 to 8. And he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, you know, who is Peter, then by the 12 disciples. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep, which means physically died, at the time when disciple wrote the Corinthian first letter. After that, Jesus was seen by James, half brother, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me, by Paul, also as by one born out of due time. So basically, verses 37 through 43, disciple Peter made a concise and a short message, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people. So Jesus commanded disciples to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God over Jesus as the Messiah Christ. So, which means ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead people, you know, physical dead people. So to him, all the prophets witnessed that, such as Isaiah or Ezekiel, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. All we like a sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So basically, the Lord, God the Father, so all our sin, you know, put on Jesus Christ. Ezekiel also chapter 36, verse 25, 26. Then I will sprinkling clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. So through Jesus Christ's blood, you know, also in a water too, right? When you know he was crucified, you know, the sprinkled blood and water come up. I will give you a new heart, you know, through the Holy Spirit, and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of a stone or stubbornness out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Then, through his name, whoever believes in him will receive a remission of sins. So repent your sin, you know, so believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, you know, dead times you receive the new Holy Spirit, you know, remission sin. While Peter was still speaking this word, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, or indwelling the Spirit, like Jews and on the Pentecost. So book of Acts chapter 2, verse 5 and 36 through 38. And there was dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, or they were broken heart, and said to Peter, the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, indwelling Holy Spirit. So as many as came, those of the circumcision, while Peter was still speaking these words to concise the message, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision were Jewish people who believed. So Jewish Christians were frightened, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. So Gentiles also, the Holy Spirit indwelt, and to Gentiles, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Tongue is one gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gifts, there are so many, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you can see, you know, the healing, you know, or interpretation tongue. So here, tongue is evidence for the gift of the Holy Spirit, so existence of Holy Spirit, or indwelling Holy Spirit. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that they should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have? We meaning is the Jewish people, you know, have this water baptism too. Every Gentile belief was followed by water baptism, which proves each phase before the believers here, Jews and Gentiles community. That's why they got the water baptism. And he commanded them, the new believer or Gentile believers, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him, the Gentile believers asked him to stay a few days. He meant asked Peter to stay a few days. Cornelius and you Gentile believers are hungry for spiritual food to know Christ more from Peter. So here is teaching us the instrument or servant of the Lord looking for the heart to seek God. You know, that is very important. So wherever to open the heart. So we are following his direction in that way. Question 1, in verse 26, but Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up, I myself am also a man. Why did Peter say so? Peter stopped Cornelius' worshiping act only to God, only to the Lord, only to creator, not to creature. So like disciple, so that's a good attitude as an instrument of God. Question 2, in verse 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. What does the phrase of peace through Jesus mean? Through, only through Jesus Christ, we have a peaceful fellowship with God Father. So only through, so they cleanse away sin, you know, any partiality, you know, break down the all, you know, barriers, you know, that means. Question 3, in verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Why did they ask Peter to stay a few days? Because they are hungry for spiritual food. So they want to be taught by Peter over the word of God. Let's just sing all together, Amazing Grace, then we will finish our Bible study.